Well, this project is known as the Lot 9 Project. It's basically the old village site of Talkeetna back when they ran the ferry barge across the river to the mining district. That used to be kind of the center of activity here before it gravitated towards the main street we now have. And there's probably the last remaining Athabaskan longhouse remains down there as well. And there's a little bit of an urgency issue with this excavation because the river's eroding the bank very rapidly. We're losing the site if we don't do it now. We don't have 5 years to wait.
Yeah, well, we're lucky to have you with your experience in digs in the past and your background education as well. Now, you tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, I've been doing archaeology for a long time. I got interested in it living in the woods. Growing up at Lake Eliana, we used to collect arrowheads and scrapers and send them across the lake to the guy who owned the lodge, and he'd send back soda and candy and stuff. So I guess I was a kind of a mercenary archaeologist at a young age. But, yeah, I've worked all over the state and a lot in the West and got my graduate degree from the University of Wyoming. And I've done the last 10 years, I've really been involved with a lot of archaeology around here, kind of under the radar.
There really is just so much to discover here, and it's such a big part of the history here of Talkeetna. And I can imagine that, you know, preserving what you can while you can, you know, we are in the presence of three active rivers that are constantly changing banks and taking things, you know, away before we even have a chance to get to know them.
Yeah, exactly. And what you have to focus on with archaeology is that archaeological sites are unrenewable resources. Once they're destroyed, they're gone forever. You know, whether they're destroyed by a river or, say, by the Exxon Valdez oil spill, and we destroy them as we excavate them. Mm-hmm. But at least we're recording them and preserving them for you know, posterity. Yeah, I see this as a long-term project and a very important one.
Well, John, I think it is too. And thank you so much for your time with speaking with the KTNA listeners today.
All right, thank you.
For KTNA, I'm Katie Ryder.